it's been hot and it's going to be hot for a little while. And so we're going to talk about some of those issues and how they affect your pets and other issues there as far as the animals go as well with the local veterinarian, Dr. Kate Hoffman, in with us this morning. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Jim.
Appreciate it very much. We sometimes, you know, we get so worked up about ourselves and what we can handle when it gets so hot and so muggy outside like that. But, you know, those outdoor pets, especially the ones we look at as outdoor pets, the dogs that might stay out in dog runs and things, that, oh, it's no big deal. They're used to it. Well, they're domesticated animals. They're not necessarily used to this.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. There are a lot of things that we need to be paying attention to and watching as these guys are outside. And I think the main thing to think about with pets is they don't sweat like we do. So their ability to lose body heat is not quite like ours.
Yeah, I know one of the things you see sometimes too, like with respect to the animal themselves and perhaps their water dish. You want fresh water. That's the first thing, right?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Fresh water is a must to have at all times for these pets.
And make sure the water is not sitting in direct sunlight. On a hot day, would you want to drink hot water?
Right. Hot water is not very appetizing or intriguing for these pets.
Yeah. And do we sometimes forget maybe about, the dog might be in shade when we leave for work in the morning, but that shade's going to move during the day?
Right. As the sun changes, so does the shade. And so it's important that these guys have ability to, you know, especially if they're on a run or a pen or something, ability to get into a shady part at all times of the day.
We kind of know and we have an idea of the symptoms of heat stroke, heat exhaustion, things like that. Those affect animals too, right?
Absolutely.
Sometimes it comes upon us very quickly.
Yes.
Before we realize it as human beings. What are the signs in animals? How can we know? Because they're not going to tell us.
Probably the first thing that we would see in these guys is excessive panting. So as your dog is outside, again, kind of going back to how a dog loses body temperature is through their tongue, basically. So if they are panting excessively, then that is a big sign. Weakness, collapse. You know, a lot of these dogs are outside laying around in the heat and we think, well, it's just hot and they don't want to move around a lot. But if your dog is lethargic and laying outside and not wanting to move a whole lot, that's a sign that they're not feeling very well.
How quickly can that happen?
Really quickly. It can actually happen just even within 20 or 30 minutes of that pet being outside. In particular, when an animal is inside all day and accustomed to the AC and then they get outside, that can be a shock to their system. Depending upon the coat of the animal, you know, these big, thick-haired dogs, it can certainly come on pretty quickly in them. And so they just get hot so fast and they can't cool down very easily.
We tend to take very good care of our large animals. We see during county fairs so many fans and lots of fresh water available for them. We look after them very closely because we look at them for the, you know, in some cases as money too. That's part of your livelihood. But, you know, sometimes we don't think about that when it comes to dogs and cats. And we've talked a lot about dogs. What about cats? Are there issues there too?
Cats certainly have some of the same issues. I think that cats probably aren't as apt to get heat exhaustion because a lot of them are inside, or if they're outside, they're not confined to a run or, you know, on a tie out or something like that. So they can probably move and adjust a little bit more easily. But both cats and dogs, you know, will pant excessively if they're hot. Keeping some water, fresh water, you know, ability to get in the shade. I'm a big fan of having a kiddie pool out there. You know, they can certainly get in there and use that to cool down a little bit. And that's a nice way to avoid some of those symptoms from popping up.
Hot concrete and asphalt. Can that do any damage to the pads on their feet?
Yes, absolutely. We think about what it feels like when you're at the swimming pool and you jump out and you're running across that sidewalk, and that's really hot on your feet. Same thing with dogs and cats. That can be really damaging, and I've seen hot asphalt burn the paw pads of pets at different times.
Well, I know folks enjoy having company when they go out and jog or walk in the mornings and things, but unless you're doing it in the cooler times of the day, the dog might seem like he's keeping up just fine, but again, that stuff can creep up awful fast. It might not be the best idea to take them along.
Right. Yeah, you really have to be careful of when you're exercising and how much you're exercising with those pets. Again, you know, I'm going to reiterate, these guys aren't sweating very much, and we might be dripping in sweat, and their pet is able to only pant to get rid of that excess heat. And then, you know, they can sweat through their paw pads a little bit, but that's not very much surface area compared to their whole body. So that's important. And then the other thing that's really important is they can't tell you, like, hey, Dad, slow down. I'm getting a little hot here. So we've got to really be able to pay attention to what they're showing us clinically and be really in tune with them if we're going to take them out on runs or walks as we exercise them.
Now, this may sound silly on the surface, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Sunburn, is that ever an issue with pets? I know some people like to shave their cats, perhaps their dogs. If you have, like, poodles, for example, you have to groom and shave. Some people like to shave those down. Can they spend too much time in the sun?
Yes. Yep. A lot of the heavy coats on these dogs, you know, we shave them during the summertime because they get matted, they get dirty, and we think of them as being very, very hot. But especially that light, fair skin under there that's never exposed to the sun, it absolutely can get sunburned. So those dogs are, and cats are, really important to have in the shade and not be sitting out in the bright sun.
Sunblock doesn't work so well with them.
Yeah, not when they lick it off.
No, that's true. That's very true. And that's another issue too, all by itself. But yeah. Some other issues that come up during the summer months, in addition to the heat, which of course we're going through right now, but you mentioned before we started, parasites are an issue this time of the year.
Yes, we've had a lot of rain this year. Not so much right now, but early on in this spring we had quite a bit of rain, and so seems like parasites sure flare up, and we're getting a lot of phone calls. We've seen a lot of ticks so far this year. We're starting to see an awful lot of fleas. And so when we think about this time of year, you know, it doesn't matter if your dog's inside, outside, your cat's only indoor, only outdoor, only go out just to go to the bathroom, you know, those little parasites are able to hike inside and live on your pets and wreak havoc. So it's really important to provide the proper prevention for those guys.
Well, there are a lot of different things that'll travel from animal to animal, or just by coming in contact with its feces, you can transfer different things.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. You know, we think about dogs spreading these between, just between dogs, and cats spreading diseases just between cats. But, you know, I think about the squirrel that runs in your backyard, and is that little guy carrying fleas? And even fleas will carry tapeworms. So, you know, if you have a flea problem, then you can certainly have intestinal parasites that follow. I also think about the diseases that ticks transmit, in particular heartworm diseases spread by mosquitoes. And, you know, some of these things are not only of issue or of concern to your pets, but they can also spread to humans. You know, Lyme disease is carried in ticks, and that can certainly be spread to people. So there's a big concern in disease prevention in our four-legged critters, and as well as ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And those things can take a while and be very frustrating and costly.
Yes.
To deal with if you do come into contact with those types of things. We're getting to the 4th of July. We're going to start hearing fireworks here pretty soon. Sometimes some of those animals don't much care for those loud noises, do they?
Yeah, right. We have to think about these guys. Again, they're not able to talk with us, so it's really important that we watch what they're saying to us. Their ears are sensitive. A lot of them have better senses than we do. Their ears are sensitive, and a lot of them don't like those loud noises. Whether it be fireworks or thunderstorms, we've got to make sure that we have a good, safe place for these guys to be, and allow them to be safe and comfortable at home.
I've seen these items. You can tell more about it in detail and probably even remember the name, because I can't, but it's kind of like a little doggy vest.
Yeah, and thunder shirt.
Thunder shirt. That's what it is. Yeah. Those things really work.
Yeah, I think that they have a good place. You know, certain dogs are very, very anxious. Certain cats can be very, very anxious. But I think that there's a lot of options out there, you know, and certainly if you have a pet that's anxious and, you know, scared of some of those things, it would be worth discussing with your veterinarian, because I think that there's a lot of options to kind of help keep them a little bit more safe and secure.
My grandmother had an issue with some fireworks and her dog, and that morphed into any loud noise. So anytime something was dropped in the house after that, anytime there was a thunderstorm, it became a big deal in the house because the dog would get spooked. So just something as simple as, you know, being spooked once by fireworks can turn into something long term.
Yes, absolutely. I've got a Vizsla. She'll be 10 this fall, and she wears her thunder shirt when it storms and around the 4th of July. And I think that it's certainly helpful for her.
One of those cool products that they've come up with here.
Yeah.
Of course, you can also hold them tight too.
Correct.
same thing. Anything else we should be concerned about?
Well, I think mainly the things that we worry about during the summer is you know, basically the heat. I think that that's at this time of the summer, especially where we're kind of in this big heat spell, the biggest issue. And so, you know, again, I just want to reiterate before we're finished that if your dog's not acting right, anything that seems off, you know, they're not eating, if they're vomiting, if they have diarrhea, if they're lethargic, you know, if anything doesn't seem quite right, it's our job as their pet owner to pay attention to what they're trying to tell us there. And so whether we're dealing with heat issues or parasite issues or anxiety from loud noises or any of those things, you know, it's our job to kind of watch out for those little guys and help keep them as healthy and safe as they can be.
A lot of times our pets are very much like our children. They like stability. They like things that they know. And sometimes we put them in situations, maybe not so much cats, maybe more dogs, but, you know, maybe we're going to spend the weekend at the lake. Or, you know, someplace like that. And maybe we want to take the animal with us. You know, it's an unusual circumstance for them. They're going to get out. They're going to hunt around and things. And they want to familiarize themselves. So anytime you take them out of the norm, make sure you keep a good eye on them. Because, you know, you don't want something supposed to be fun turn into something bad.
Yeah, they're definitely our little buddies. And again, it's nice if we pay really close attention to them and help keep them as safe and comfortable as they can be. And, you know, help it to be a fun outing for the pet as well as us. So that's absolutely correct.
Very good. I want to thank Dr. Kate Hoffman from being here from the Atlantic Animal Health Center. And we hope we don't have to see you too soon with any emergencies, but you're always there.
Yep. We're always available. If you need anything, feel free to give us a call at the office and we'll be sure to help you out.
Very good. Kate, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.